Hello, party people. Ooh. Welcome to WMFO Medford.
Hello.
This is the show called Hot Topics, Hotter People.
Hotter People.
With your hosts, Nora.
And Henry.
And today's episode theme is
Halloweener.
Because spooky season is coming up and it's witching hour.
It is. Oh my gosh.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So watch out because we got
things
some
about to happen.
Ghouls and goblins on our playlist.
And witches and Frankensteins and freaks.
And vampires.
Oh, and vampires.
Speaking of our next song, Vampire Empire by Big Thief. Scary, scary song. Everybody watch the frick out.
Buckle up.
I couldn't tell you. what we were.
It was fun enough, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I was giving up, but I couldn't tell you. Wouldn't you bury me? Can't you bury me? I almost fell in love, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I was giving up, but I couldn't tell you. Wouldn't you bury me? Can't you bury me?
Hi.
Hi, we're back. And what song was that, Henry, and why'd you pick it?
That was Bury Me by Pink Pantheress with Kalayla. I think that's how you say it. Oh my gosh. I recently just listened to her latest album, Pink Pantheress's latest album, because when I first heard it, I kind of didn't give it a chance, especially because Boy's a Liar Part 2 was like the last song on the thing, and I was like, that's so TikTok, like get that off the album, yeah. Bruh. So that low-key killed it for me, but I recently listened to that song, and I was like, wait, hold on, that beat, like, is so, like...
spooky!
It's so, like, warm and fuzzy and, like, it feels like the color purple for some reason. Ooh. And I thought it'd be so fun to play it. I thought it'd be so fun to play it today because Halloween, it's literally, Hello is a song about being buried alive. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Creepy. Hello.
Ooh, scary. Who remembers the episode of Total Drama Island where Gwen said her biggest fear was being buried alive, so she was buried alive, and then Trent was gonna stay with her, but actually hail clouds started following him, so he started running, and she was all by herself for 5 minutes underground. Ooh.
Scary. Oh my gosh.
Okay, this next song is by an amazing artist who I had a crazy fixation on for a while and then I stopped, and his name is Elliot Fulham, and I think he's 18 now because I remember him being like the same age as me when I started listening to him, also when crazy. He started his music career, and I did find him on TikTok, but that's how he grew, and he makes this just really good music, and he does amazing interviews with artists, like he's just so talented.
He's cool.
And you can tell he has a passion. He's so cool.
Oh my God, yeah.
And his music is like not what I thought it would be when he first started coming out with music, but I think it's an EP or an album, I'm not sure, but it's called What's Wrong. Lots of spooky songs on it. The album cover certainly spooky.
Oh yeah.
And this one's called You'll See My
Ghost.
So let's give it a listen because it's definitely good, and you guys definitely want to hear it.
We'll see.
Hello.
Hi. That was such a peaceful, tranquil song.
That was so beautiful. The beginning had me geeked.
Scared.
Ooh. Spooky.
Scared because... Scared because it was like, ring, 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 ring. Who's at the phone?
Right. It's The killer. Oh my gosh.
Where's Wendy?
Am I blowing your ears up right now?
No, I'm just double checking. Okay. Tell me, actually.
Speaking of the killer, I have a question, Nora. What's your favorite horror movie? What's your favorite spooky, scary movie?
Okay, well, shoot. This is a really good question because I don't know if I have the answer to this. For a while, it was the Poughkeepsie tapes because I was really into gore, but it wasn't really scare.
Sorry, I called you a freak.
It wasn't really scary. I would say comfort horror is like The Conjuring series because I love those. I don't know. Nothing has scared me in a while, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that. But I'm recently... by some good pals of mine being introduced to David Lynch.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be really exciting once I can actually finish a movie by him. So I need to actually finish Mulholland Drive and Blue Velvet.
Yes.
Because those I've heard are really good. Also, what's it called?
Twin Peaks. Oh my gosh, I need to get into Twin Peaks so bad.
But there's the show and then there's like the movies and I got to watch the whole series.
Movies are after.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
I was told the order. I want to just watch the movie. I'm not a big show watcher.
Really?
Show finisher. I can't finish shows.
Yeah.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Okay, I have a top. It's Halloween is my favorite. With Michael Myers is in that.
What is the? How does that go, that song? The theme song?
No, wait. I don't know.
It's like...
Yeah. And then I also really like Scream because that's really fun.
Henry said he was going to scream on it.
I know, I'm so tempted.
Turn your mic way down.
Wait. and then I also really like Psycho, the movie, which is such an interesting, introspective movie.
Please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I know that's not the right movie.
That's Scream.
I know.
Wait, that's like Scary Movie. That's like the parody. I don't know. But anyways, Psycho is referenced in this next song, which is why I chose it. This is one of my favorite little supergroups. It's Boy Genius's cousin because Phoebe Bridgers is an icon in this band with also Connor Oberst, who is also as equally talented. And I love this project. It's so unique. It's so interesting. And this song is so fun. So just listen in.
Ooh, it's going to be real spooky, guys.
Ooh,
get scared.
Get scared.
Ooh.
All around him.
for another drink.
It's a advertisement, try it and buy some peace and quiet and shut up at the silent retreat. They say you gotta fake it at least until you make it. That ghost is just a kid in a sheet. I'm getting
It was three times as
Guys.
Something you may not know about Henry and I is that we just got back from the spookiest show.
Oh my gosh, so spooky.
We saw Claro with Alice Phoebe Lou. And Alice Phoebe Lou, the artist of this past song that just played, and it's called Witches, which is so fitting for the theme, obviously, because we played it. And Henry, what was your favorite part of the concert? Like, what did you like about it?
I really loved, okay, first off, she came out with her, like, whole band, and they all sat in a circle, and they just passed around glasses, and they were just sitting there and being so cute, and it felt like probably what goes behind the scenes in like a green room before a show, like a ritual. And I was like, wow, this is so beautiful. And it's like so welcoming to start a show like that. And I just liked how much she was enjoying herself. I've seen her before, and she can tend to be like kind of shy on stage a lot of the time.
100%.
Yeah. But she was really like,
she was going,
feeling herself. Like, yes.
She was cheering with us.
She was cheering with us. She was dancing to her own music. And I'm like, girl, you do
so
dance.
Beautiful.
You deserve to dance,
so
girl.
She's so beautiful.
And then
she's so elegant.
She's
That's the
so
word.
Elegant and chic and like literally just like everything I want to be. And I also just love her voice live is like so intricate. Like there's little small things she does with her voice live that like makes the song sound so cool. And like, honestly, I think she's an artist that you really have to hear live to hear her.
Especially with
talent.
Her live band.
Yeah.
The tenor sax, the flute,
oh
the
my
clarinet.
Gosh. The
like,
bass, the everything.
The piano.
The drums.
It's just, or keyboard, whatever. It's just, it's so beautiful. And I think Alice Phoebe Lou was a perfect opener because
so perfect.
She fits the vibe 100%. But also, I feel like if you're a Claro fan, you could be an Alice Phoebe Lou fan. And Alice Phoebe Lou is so talented.
So talented.
And I've only known a couple songs by her, but hearing her live just like made me want to listen to her entire discography.
Right.
And she's so talented. Honestly, the whole show was great. It was one of the best shows I've been to in a long time.
What
and
was your
you
favorite
don't
part?
Know, oh, my favorite part. My favorite part, I took a mental picture. She did something so beautiful with the lighting. It was almost disco-y.
Oh,
but
yes.
It was kind of dark. I think it was when she sang Forever.
Yeah.
And she just had this beautiful lighting, and everyone was so amp, at least where I was, because you said nobody was dancing where you were, but people were dancing around me, and it was just so beautiful. And I do this thing where if I see something beautiful or just a special moment, I'll take my fingers up like I'm taking a picture, and I'll just go, and I'll say mental picture, and I do it rarely, but I do it just to remember certain moments, and it does help me remember certain moments. And I did that because it was just so beautiful, and she just looked so happy and in her element. And I felt like in that moment I was reminded why I see live music and why it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was also spooky. Oh, my question for you that I had was, when did you stop trick-or-treat? At what age did you stop trick-or-treating and why?
Oh, I kept trick-or-treating for a while.
Mm.
Last time I went trick-or-treating was freshman year of high school.
Wow.
And I didn't stop because I felt like I had to stop. I just had other things to do on Halloween.
Parties?
I unfortunately had some parties.
Unfortunately.
Not unfortunately. but yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed trick-or-treating, and I think it's dumb to try to be like, oh, you're too old for it, whatever. Because we all want to dress up and we all want candy. So why not just go around and do it? Like, I don't know. I would do it. I dressed up as the devil that year with my friends, and they were like the black angel and the white angel too.
Black swan, white swan.
Yeah. And I was just the devil. which was just like a red zip-up sweatshirt and horns.
Hey, it works if you have the horns.
It works. Wait, what's some of your favorite costumes you've ever done?
As a kid, I was really creative with costumes. I think some of my favorites was when I was I don't even know what this was called, but I had this like sequin disco outfit, and I said I was just like a disco girl. I think it was just this like, I don't know, but it was a fun outfit. But I think what I really liked was when I was the Grim Reaper, because I went all out and I did face makeup and everything.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've seen the pictures.
You have. And one year I was a voodoo doll, but I had my first training bra that same year, and I went to this like kids, because I was a little girl, I went to this kids Halloween party, and my training bra, this is important information, it was like teal and gray, but one of the rooms at this like family kids party had a black light, and my training bra like shone, like shined through my entire costume, and like in that room was like, I don't know, but it was illuminated.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so horrified.
No.
But it was obviously all the kids' favorite room because it had a black light in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I survived, you know.
You did
no
it.
One really cared.
Development.
But that was also a fun costume.
Yeah.
Oh, but the last year I ever trick-or-treated was my worst costume ever year. And it was Daniel Cohen. In that one video she made where she wore black leggings and a Harvard cropped.
Oh my god.
Hoodie sweatshirt.
What year was this?
This was when I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, I low-key loved my 8th grade costume.
What
it
was it?
Powerpuff Girls. And it wasn't super intricate. We literally just wore the colors. I was Bubbles, obviously.
Oh my god. If I was a Powerpuff Girl, I'd be
Bubbles.
You'd
be Bubbles,
and
it
is just because I'm blonde.
Yeah, I was like kind of blonde at the time, so I just was Bubbles. And I did it with my friend Esther and Julia, and we had so much fun that year. Actually, that was top three Halloweens ever. I don't really remember a lot of my costumes. I wasn't super like unique with what I did. I remember last year we did the Wizard of Oz, and I was the Scarecrow, and I actually really liked that outfit. I did overalls and a button up that was like this cute button up that was like red pattern, and I cut the sleeves to make it like, you know, kind of fun, kind of cute. But now I'm really sad every time I see that shirt, because it was such a cute shirt.
Cut it.
And I didn't realize at the time. I just like thrifted it and like cut it without thinking.
Cut it.
That's scary. That's spooky.
That's...
anyways,
speaking of the Clairo concert, the next song we've got is Reaper by Clairo.
Yes,
like the Grim
faves.
Reaper that I was for Halloween.
Spooky.
After this, we've got the first song off of the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack. It's a show you can watch on Netflix, I think. It's an animated Hulu. Sorry. You're right, Hulu.
Gotta plug it right.
Yeah. It's an animated show, and it's so much fun.
Gorgeous.
It's such a silly show, fall Halloween vibes. There's a little pumpkin people, skeleton people, like it's just so cute and playful with a beautiful soundtrack, so you guys are gonna get to hear that after
it's
that
deep
as well.
Too there's
it's
meaning
deep.
Behind
there's
it.
Meaning, but it's like,
but it's not like
fun
too
and silly.
Much
it's
yeah.
for kids, but you don't need to be a kid to watch it.
It's amazing. One of my favorites.
I was listening to the soundtrack today, picking out songs for this, and I just wanted to listen to the entire thing,
right?
Because it's so good.
So
good. You guys are going to hear those two songs now. So
enjoy.
Enjoy.
To hear your voice again, I pushed you so far down, and I let you sink through the drain. There's a claw on my shoulder, and she said, the obvious, you know, eventually you're gonna have to be a provider too. She's coming closer, I can feel her breathe. Keep forgetting that I'll have a family. If I can hear the single obnoxious sigh of relief. I'm born to be somebody, and somebody comes from me. I'll tell you about the rabbit moon and when to keep walking. I'll spare you pain, I can feel my shame come through in that door. I can't fuck it up if it's not there.
Wasn't that spooky? It just sounded like you're walking through some hay bales.
Yes.
Right?
Through the woods.
You're on a hay bale ride. You're picking apples and you're crunching into it and you're going. you're crunching into an apple and then it's like the violin is like. Wait, I mean, turn around. It's like.
Yeah.
And you're just beautiful. Like, you're like, this one's good. Let's bake it into an apple pie and then dress up as pumpkins.
Yes. yes. Wow. And then you just go over the garden wall.
What a lovely name.
What a beautiful
show. Over the garden wall. Okay. Everybody listening.
How many people we got up here? Wait, refresh it.
All of our 22 people listening, you guys need...
Y'all the goat.
Y'all the goat, and you must watch this
show. That
show.
It's just, it's such... I remember when I first watched it, when I was younger. Actually, so second time when I watched it, because when I watched it the first time, I was like young. Second time I watched it like as like a teenager, I remember like finishing it and then Googling, why is it so good? Like, I literally looked word for word, why is Over the Garden Wall so good? Because that, like, aesthetic, that, like, vibe, just unmatched, I think. Like, literally every episode is beautiful and interesting and funny, and, like, it makes me feel so cozy and warm and, like...
It does make you feel cozy and warm.
But it's, like, more than just, like, fall cozy vibes. Like, it's just more than that. There's something so... specific that it
there's
gives
something,
you
something like curious about it.
Yes,
it
mystical.
Makes me so comforted, but also like wondering.
Yeah. It makes me, I think it has to do with like nostalgic feeling. And yeah. like, I definitely, when I watch it, I feel like a kid, and it feels sort of like a show. It feels like something you would like make up as a kid, like when you're like playing pretend or whatever, or like at least I would when I was younger. Like, I would definitely like think of this sort of like storyline, and it's so, it just, I think that's what really like checks my box.
Yeah. I didn't watch it when I was super young, but I was introduced to it my sophomore year of high school by my friend Lily, and
Lily,
she would watch it.
Oh, wow.
And it was just such a fixation for me. Like, I don't know, it just grabs you.
Yeah.
You could be any kind of person and love that show, but it's that just, might just be my opinion.
It's amazing. Guys, listen to it.
Or
watch it.
Bro, watch it. This next song is Henry's pick, Death Valley 69.
Oh, yes.
Sonic Youth.
Scary.
And I haven't heard it.
You haven't.
So
it's fun.
We'll see if it's good. Okay. We'll see if it's good. Let's see.
We'll be right back.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha. Wait.
What?
Can we have an evil laughing contest?
Right now on the chat, on the channel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're
gonna win.
I'll start.
Because you're evil witch herself.
I'll start. Mwahaha.
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 Oh my, that's how you laugh normally.
No, no, you go next.
That's it.
Wait,
that's
no, it. No, it's I'll get you, pretty, and your little dog too.
Oh my god. Everyone when just it's me. Everyone just turned
when
it off.
When it's me. English?
Everyone just turned it off.
No, they didn't. They didn't because, hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Ooh, of course. Mm. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special.
Uh-uh.
They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter. Ooh.
Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. Oh, that was not right. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Let's go, dads. Let's hear it out for my dad and your dad and everyone's dad.
Thank you.
you guys like this one.
Oh yeah, this is a throwback.
We're coming to a close, but
to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It was a moon with a flash.
He did the mash.
The monster mash. Wow. We covered every monster, I think, for the most part. We got ghosts, we got witches.
Goblins.
Oh my god. We didn't get any zombies. Zombie representation is needed.
Yeah, we should have played like Minecraft music. Okay, we're done.
Well, anyways.
This song is just so festive for
so
monsters.
So festive.
Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound.
Such a good song. I just needed to hear a little bit of it.
It's honestly so much fun.
That just reminds me of my childhood, and there's no reason for you to listen to that song unless it's Halloween,
unless
and I just had
to. Spooky season. Remember when the phrase spooky season was trending? Because I think we need to bring that back.
Bring it back. Where's my spooky season?
It was a thing
at?
In like 2019, 2021 when everyone was like, tears falling down at the party.
Yes.
And like everyone had the ghost photo shoot, yes. And like put them on their dogs.
Oh my god, stop.
I loved that.
I love that vibe. Yeah, happy Halloween this year.
This is the end of our episode.
What are
this
we
is,
being?
This is Wait, WMFO quickly. Medford.
Yes, WMFO in Medford. What are you being for Halloween, quickly?
Okay.
This weekend, just this weekend.
Just this weekend? Well, I do
Two
not know.
Options, just
I'm,
pick.
Okay, so for the Jackson Jills, I'm going to be a Bard and Bella from Pitch right. Perfect. I'm also going to be Billie Eilish, and I'm also going to be Princess I'm really excited for Princess
yes.
Bubblegum from Adventure Time. What are you being for Halloween this year?
I'm going to be Troye Sivan with you as Billy. We're going to be the whole
yes!
Brat album.
Because Hot Topics, Hotter People, Hot People,
hot
we have
people.
To be Hot People.
Right. Troye is so hot. And then also, so is Billy.
Billy's so hot.
And then I'm also going to be Finn from Adventure Time when we do that. And then I don't know if I'm going to do something else.
What's happening in the song right now?
It's getting crazy out here. I think it's time for something new. Play something new.
Can we speak on it first?
Yeah. Guys, one of the best artists of all time.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Something happened.
I am brought to tears every time I hear any song off of Chromacopia. Tyler the Creator.
Tyler.
Make me sweat.
Make me hot.
No, Tyler the Creator is a phenomenal artist.
Artiste.
He is pushing the boundaries. I can't even begin to talk about it. His progression as an artist, the way I love how
beautiful.
His sound has stayed the same, but his progression as an artist, you can see him grow as a person and as an artist through his music.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I feel so connected to his music, because I feel as if I grew with his music as a person. Like, I became a fan when like Igor came out, and since then, and I listened to his old music a lot in like high school when I was like hella emo, and then like he came out with Call Me If You Get Lost, and it was just such a perfect progression. But then my Roman Empire is Untitled 63 off of Goblin, because it just shows how his style was always the same, and he's always who he
No, is. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. He was my favorite artist for a while. And I recently just got back into him, because for a while it was like I could not hear one song from him because it was like reminding me. But this new album is just so interesting, so fun, so everything. Yeah. So,
and this song in particular is hella spooky because question
Paranoia.
Mark, you're looking behind your shoulder.
People are following you.
What's going on?
Yeah. Where's the killer?
Where's the killer?
The killer.
He's wondering the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Things feel out of order. Look around, I'm not sure. Paranoia, no.
can't afford ya, no. Home in private, home invasions got my brothers dying. Notice every car that's driving by, I think my neighbors want me dead. I got a cannon underneath the bed, triple checking if I lock the door. I know every creek that's in the floor, motherfucker, I'm paranoid. I loop around the block, eyes glued to the rear view. Rather double back than regret, hearing